Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word, and Ms. Brown Sugar. We, of course, would love to hear from you, so please give us a call at 347-826-7435. Brown, I'm tickled pink. I don't know where that came from, tickled pink, because it's like I can be tickled, but if I turn pink, you probably like want to shoot me. Anyway,
that's how you know the phrase isn't for you. It's not your phrase.
It's not my phrase. So 347-826-7435. Hook me up and tickle me pink.
Tickle me pink.
Tickle me pink. All right. If you want to get in contact with us, you're afraid to call. Smoothdrama at smoothdrama.com. We take all questions, comments, concerns. If you're listening to the chat live, you can jump into the Blog Talk chat room, and you got a question, whatever, you can do your thing. We also have the Smooth Drama site open if you're one of those lucky few who can get through to it. Smoothdrama.com. You go on there, and we have a chat room open. And every now and again, me and Brown Sugar might say something or post something that's awesome. Awesome.
Awesome.
Awesome. If you social network, you can jump. If you're on Facebook, you can ask to get into the Smooth Drama group, and myself or Mr. J will add you. Smooth Drama group on Facebook. And pretty much anywhere you find Smooth Drama, add us, we'll add you back. Because we loved it, you. Long time.
Man.
Long
time.
Two
different movies. Different movies.
I'm cross-paginating.
Okay.
I don't care.
Yeah,
I don't care.
You are. Okay.
Wild like that. People want to know why I'm so excited. What got me so excited?
Yeah, what is up?
Daniel Hernandez is free! Yeah! Yeah, man! Daniel Hernandez, he's free!
And who might that be?
Now, you don't know who Daniel Hernandez is?
No, I don't.
Come on. Y'all supposed to know this. Everybody supposed to be like jumping up and down right now. Like, yeah. But no, y'all not. That's what's wrong with y'all. But if I had said it by a snitch name, Tekashi 6ix9ine, then y'all, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I do know who that is.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's free. When I read it, I was like, oh my goodness.
And but he gets free.
He's free. Yeah. I mean, it's good to be
I mean, was it the whole? So then they just let out everybody then. So Bill Cosby will be next because he asked, and so did R. Kelly. So they'll be next, right?
Yeah. But they're not.
We'll see.
They didn't snitch. You kind of have to snitch.
That's true. You're right. That's true. Yeah, that's true.
You have to snitch to be able to do that. See, what you're talking about is way different. You know, he gave names. He said where the bodies were. R. Kelly ain't even invite the cops into the orchard. So
he's
you
still in denial.
You don't invite the cops into the orgy. They're like, man, look, your ass is going to get locked up. You ain't even throw up the bump. Yeah, I'm just saying. You know, you got to, and the same thing for Bill Cosby. See, if he'd have been inviting the cops, like, look, look, I got these drunk women up in here. Get some. If he'd done that, he'd took care of the cops in his neighborhood.
Yeah, he probably wouldn't be having the problems that he's having now.
Yeah, they don't know that in order, you got to give a taste. That's all. These are all bad. These are all horrible. All right. I'm going to leave that alone. I'm going to go, we're going to be positive. You know how we was talking about Lizzo and her booty was out and all this other stuff? That's all we talked about. Guess what? Lizzo, all across the country, treated hospital workers to lunch. She's like,
aww.
I'm going to donate to hospitals all across the country to thank members for their work during the apocalypse. Shout out to Lizzo. Shake
shelter
your ass.
In place. And see, right. See, that's the thing. Like, that's good that she's getting attention for something positive. I have a problem with all women who do that, though, who show their bodies to gain attention. So when she does something like this, hopefully she'll continue to do good deeds and not focus on her sexuality or what she views as, you know, the thirst trap. Hopefully
thirst
she'll
trap.
Get over that part.
I mean, but folks,
traps,
do folks take women seriously if they're not part of the thirst trap?
I don't think people take women seriously in general. I think if you're a serious businesswoman, then you're a bitch, and if you show your sexy side, you're a slut. So I mean,
so I'm saying
you don't, so, you know.
So let's look at it. I mean, because we know you say talented women, whatnot. Why is Serena Williams famous?
Why is she famous?
Yeah.
Oh, because she's a great athlete, but athletes don't count though.
Yeah, but I'm just saying. So when people think of Serena Williams, do they think of the fact that longevity, she's been kicking ass pretty much all our adult lives? No, nobody's thinking about her historical accomplishment.
No, well, I think most people do initially. I think, you know, I think when she decided to wear the cat suit, though, that's when it changed. People loved her before, men, women, children, dogs, and cats. But now,
they don't love her now?
She wore the cat, no, they still do, but it's more about her body and her physical presence. And not necessarily that she's athletic physically, but that she, you know, is a brick house. So,
all right. So I'm going to say this. Before the cat suit, we men were talking about her. I'm just saying it might be a historical acknowledgement or a finding out where I'm just spilling the beans. But yeah, if you're hot, we're talking about you.
Yeah, but it was amongst you. It wasn't something where if you bring. I just feel like. I could say her name before the cat suit and people wanted to speak of her game. I know if you speak her name now, then they're talking about, oh, but she got that cat suit on, you know, so, you know, she's infamous for that.
Okay.
And,
well,
you know,
I'll
to me,
say...
it didn't take away her athleticism. It didn't take away that at all. I'm just sad that that's the focus now. You know, men, you guys are talking about it amongst yourselves. And that's what men do. And I think women, you know, that's fine. But past that, you know, I think that's when it becomes a problem.
No, that was a historical moment in history.
What, the cat suit?
Yep.
The cat suit?
Yes.
Why was it historical? Why was it historical?
You know what? When she came out in the cat suit, she was like, look at it. Look at it.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right. I'm gonna be me though. So that was her being her.
I mean, I feel like this. If that was her being her, then she should have worn it years ago. She should have came out with it.
Okay, so you get to a point where you want to be yourself, where you're comfortable being yourself, where you can step out and say, hey, this is me. And if y'all don't like it, fuck y'all. That was her moment there. I mean, because I'm great. She knows she's great.
Yeah, but she had been great for years before that.
Right. Well, yeah, but she went on a whole decade and a half after to still be great. And so, you know, that was just her saying, hey, look, because let's be real. In tennis, they had the little shorts. They had the little short skirts. It's like mini skirts,
yeah.
right? And your ass is hanging out.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
It's like that's the one thing. It's like, so they talk about the dress code in tennis. The dress code in tennis is like the club. So if she would have wore a thong and the cheeks had been hanging out, that would have been fine. But this is what we're talking about here. Because it's your draws is already hanging out in tennis. See, it's like you go and watch any tennis match, they all got on those mini skirts.
Mm-hmm.
They all do. They flash
they
all
do.
The time. It's not a big deal. I mean, but you say that's the dress code, so it's a sexist thing. But when she breaks the mold and says, well, I'm going to be on my terms, it's different. That's why I say it's historical. To me, I was like, one, it was the cat suit. It's like, yeah. But on the other part, it's like, look, if you're going to objectify me, you're going to objectify me on my terms, not yours. That was it. That's how I saw it.
Okay. I mean, you know, that's one way to see it. I just don't like the idea of being objectified. So then,
well, yeah.
I don't like that. So
right. That's not a good thing.
No.
Yeah.
So I mean, whether it's on your terms or not, does it really matter?
Well, it does.
You're looked at as an object, but you're still looked at as an object. I don't think people care whether it's on your terms or not, as long as they still get to look at you in the way that they're going to look at you.
Yeah, but once again,
just because you're comfortable
matter.
With it now doesn't mean that it's right.
Right, but it doesn't matter whether or not you care. It's about me. And that's the difference. It's about me. If you're going to objectify me, it's on my terms, not yours. That was it. That's why I thought it was hard. I thought it was hard then, and of course it was awesome. But I thought it was hard. It's a mental thing, and that's why that kind of mental clarity is what made her the great champion that she's been all these years. But that's just me. Now,
I agree that mentally, but I don't think she needed to do that. She was great before, and she was great after, so.
Well, look, the booty was going to be hanging out anyway. She was born that way. So she's like, you're going to see it my way.
You didn't necessarily need it to happen.
Okay. Well, we're going to
agree. But like I said, okay, move on.
We'll agree to disagree.
Of
so, one thing I was looking at, I guess there's a thing called Zoom bombing, where you can be in the middle of a Zoom video conference and hackers will jump in and take over your screen and put foreign and stuff on it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I was like, I'm kind of upset.
Because nobody's Zoom bombed your meetings yet.
You know, when you're in the middle of these Zoom meetings, and I don't know, a lot of people maybe they haven't been involved in there. It's tough, right? You're in the video conference. It's not like a conference call where there's no video. You're in a video conference.
You can choose to video yourself or not.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying. So you kind of have to be right. You have to be looking right, right? I'm trying to look right. I'm looking presentable, you know.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, you're trying halfway through. It's like I got to pinch myself and look like I'm engaged, right? Because there's the parts where you talk, and then there's the rest of the time where you're just sitting there listening like, woo, this is tough. And so I'm disappointed. I'm saying to the hackers, step y'all game up. If you're going to do it, don't discriminate. Just go in. Get us all.
Well, I mean, I don't think that, how are they going to, they can't, maybe they can do it all at one time and just put it in there.
No, I'm just saying at least spread the love. If you're going to do that, make it interesting for all of us. Don't just hop in on certain groups and then leave the rest of us hanging where we have to go through our meetings.
Yeah, because once that comes up, I'm sure the meeting is over.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, you're like,
the meeting
is over. Yeah, and so, you know, they're talking about how they can fix the hack and all this other stuff. But I'm like, I went through several Zoom meetings and no hacks. Nobody bombed
us.
Yeah.
I don't see the purpose of the video.
Make sure you're present. It's a measure of control.
I mean, you can hear my voice, though. So all I have to do is say here. I mean, that's what I've been doing when I do it. It's like, they say, well, it introduces you when you get on. And then, you know, and then you say, or, you know, my name, present. So then it's like, okay, you don't need to see me.
Fine.
People, it's just so much of invasion of privacy. You know what I mean? I just feel like. Yeah, I just can't.
Well, all right. Well, on that note, we're going to go on break here. This is Eric B. and Rakim. I ain't no joke.
I used to let the mic smoke. Now I slam it when I'm gonna make sure it's broke. When I'm going, no one gets on. Cause I won't let nobody press up and mess up the scene I set. I like to stand in a crowd and watch the people wonder, damn. But think about it, then you understand. I'm just an addict, addicted to music. Maybe it's a habit. I gotta use it. Even if it's jazz or the quiet storm, I'm gonna beat up, converted into hip hop form. Sight of rhyme and graffiti in every show you see me in. Deep concentration, cause I'm no comedian. Jokers are wild if you wanna be tame. I teach you like a child and you're gonna be named another enemy, not even a frenemy. Cause you'll get fried in the end when you pretend to be competing. Cause I just put your mind on pause and I complete when you compare my mind with yours. I wake you up and have to stare in your face. You seem stunned, remember me, the one you got your idea from. But soon you start to suffer, but you wanna get rougher when you start to stutter. That's when you had enough of fighting it'll make you choke. You can't provoke, you can't cope. You should have broke because I ain't no joke. You're expressing the rhyme that I'm styling. This is what we all sit down and write. You can't make it, so you take it home, break it, and bite. Two pieces and bits of all my hip-hop hits. Get the style down, packed in the time to switch. Put my tape on pause and ask for more than yours. Then you figured you're ready for the neighborhood chores. The EMCEE, don't even try to be. When you come up to speak, don't even lie to me. You like to exaggerate, can't even imagine it. They change the rhyme around, that can aggravate me. So when you see me come up free, or you'll be one of those seven MCs. They think that I'm a new jack, but only if they knew that. They who think wrong, or they who can't do that style that I'm doing, they might ruin patterns of paragraphs based on you. And you're all BDJ, if anything he play sound familiar, I'll wait to each day play him. So I'ma have to diss and broke, you can get a smack for this. I ain't no joke. Joke. hold the microphone like a grudge. Be a whole record so the needle don't fudge. I hold a conversation, touch what I invent. I nominated my DJ the president. When I'm free, I'll keep the freestyle going steadily. To puff the up and whistle my melody. But whatever you do, don't miss one. There'll be another rough rhyme after this one. Before you know it, you're following the theme. Waiting for the punchline to get the meaning. Like before, the moral of my story I'm telling. Nobody beats the art, so stop yelling. Save it, put it in your pocket for later. Cause I'm moving the crowd and be a record fader. No interruptions till the mic is close. When I'm gone, then you can joke. Cause everything is real on a serious tip. Keep playing and I'd very quick. And I take it for a walk through hell. Freeze your dome, then watch your eyeballs swell. Guide you out of trouble, stay darkness. When it gets dark again, then I'ma spark this microphone. Cause the heat is on, you see smoke in the finish. When the beat is gone, I'm no joke, no joke, no joke.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word and Miss Brown Sugar. That was Eric B and Rakim. I ain't no joke. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Man. You know, that was days. Song come on, dancing. Just like,
is a song you can really dance to.
I could pretend like I had some super rhythm.
Yeah.
I was perpetrating back then.
Yeah.
I was perpetrating hard.
Yeah.
Skating
so
ring.
Back in the day? Oh, yeah.
Oh, see, because, you know, I couldn't break dance, right? So...
Yeah.
Songs come on and then the lights start flashing and you're out there and you're like doing your moves like you knew how to do something, and then when the lights come on you just like stand in that B-boy stance like, yeah, y'all ain't ready. That was
it. You really thought that through, huh?
Oh, look, if you out there perpetrators. See, I'm saying this because this is hip hop right here. I wonder if anybody will catch it. If anybody know one, the song that I'm saying this from, and the artist who has one of the biggest heads in hip hop history, because I saw it. I'll send you a Smooth Drama shirt. That's where I'm at.
You got somebody saying Biz Markie?
No.
No? Okay.
Nope. Not Biz Markie. All right. So, yeah. Florida.
They said he has a big head, though. So maybe.
Yeah,
I don't know. Was his head big or was his body? I don't know. He seemed like he had a little head and a big body.
No, he's just big, period. And, you know, Biz Markie holds another special place in hip-hop in my heart because he was on Rap City and his teeth started bleeding right in the middle of the interview.
Oh, goodness.
I had never seen – I'm like, you never brush your teeth when that happens. Just like if you clean Biz Markie's teeth right after that show, you earn combat pay. But I digress. I'm a COVID.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I saw it. I'm watching it. It's like his teeth start bleeding in the interview. Like, oh, okay. They didn't cut that out.
Okay.
Florida. You know my favorite place.
I was gonna say that's your favorite place. So much happens there, though.
I mean, it's like they are magical in Florida.
It's just constant.
It's like, I don't know. I don't know if it's the water or whatever. So
there's never any downtime.
Yeah. So DeSantis, he issues the stay at home, right?
Mm-hmm, you know, finally.
Yeah, he issues it. Finally. Like, you know what? That makes some sense. So DeSantis, he issues stay at home. But if you're going to church, you can go out. I'm like, dude, are you serious?
So then you let him go back to the beach then.
Where are they going to go to? They going to go anywhere. Stay at home, but you can go to church. So Sunday is normally the day when everybody go to the damn beach anyway. If you live, if you ever lived in a beach city, L.A., San Diego, Miami, you know, everybody go on Sunday. So guess what? We going to go to church, then we going to go to the beach. I'm going to breathe a little Let me breathe just a little bit. Why?
Yeah, they're making this really harder than what it should be.
So we're in April now. We've been sheltering in place for like 3 weeks now here in Cali. And thankfully, we haven't had as many cases as far as people going to the hospital sick, right? We haven't been overflowing with that. So it's been good on that. But it's like these other places who are living reckless. And there's still some people out here. I mean, I saw some folks. They had to close the park because they was playing basketball. They had people on the sidelines with necks. And I'm like, yo, are y'all serious? I get it. We're all restless. We all want to do stuff. But this ain't how it's going. This is going to get cleared up.
Yeah, how you go about it. Yeah.
And so this dude, hey, stay home, but you can go to church. These reverends, I'm just going to say it. They need that revenue coming in because, once again, cocaine is a powerful drug, allegedly. And all the pills and all that other stuff that they get with their church money, I mean, the Lord's tithes, that's how they do it. I mean,
you're killing me.
Technically, I'm saying they. So we just talk about Zoom, right? And Skype and whatever. You can do church services over the internet.
Facebook Live.
Yes. Instagram Live.
Or do all of them.
Right.
You can do all of them.
Right, you do it, but they need people because instead of having the Cash App, because there's no pressure, right? Because you can't pressure folks to pay if they ain't there. Because, you know, the hat comes around. Well, it ain't the hat no more. It's the collection.
That's
being
a place down.
Right.
Yeah,
they come around. Whereas if they're online, you would just say, hey, can you give? It'd be like the telethon. Telethons they used to have, it'd be like the telethon. I'm like, why can't y'all can't do church at home? Pastor can't do church. You can even go to the church by yourself, Pastor. That's social distancing, like a mug, right?
You can have
the choir, or the pastor don't even have to be there. He can be somewhere else, and you can have the choir. They could be singing in different places. You can do that. You got
it,
the technology. You don't need people in the same place. It's just, am I the only one that know that we got technology now? I can't be the only one.
Hey. But like you said, I mean, it's not the same. People are not going to give the way they would give if they were there. So you know, unless you're one of those people who already pay online, then it's no big deal. But if you don't pay online or if you don't have access to the internet, because I'm sure he has congregation, you know, older people who aren't even online or have a computer.
Yeah, so. But you can charge $1 to watch it. Or $2 to watch it, whatever. And if you want to give more, but you automatically will get, because I understand he got to get his paper. They got to get their paper.
Yeah.
I get it. They're chasing
their
bag,
job.
As the youngsters say. Chasing the bag.
Well, that's their job,
Cause,
though.
Because God said, and I said,
oh, no, don't
God
do.
Said.
No, don't do it. Leave it alone. Stop right there.
I'm just saying. It's stupidity. And see, it's just heightened right now. The apocalypse either going to bring out the best or the worst in people, right? So, like
or
the dude in New York. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, you got the dude in New York. His wife is pregnant, and she's delivering the kid. What does he do? He hides the fact that he has the coronavirus symptoms from the staff.
Mm.
So he with her in the maternity ward. And then, what a shock. She reveals symptoms, and after she gives birth, she gets, you know, she's ill.
Wow.
Then he's like, yeah, I have it. It's stupid. That's what I'm talking. It's just stupid. It's like,
well,
I get it. You want to be there for the birth of your child, you know?
Yes, I do.
It's their first breath. You're there for that. But once again, internet, video, camera.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not necessarily the same, but if your ass is sick, why would you want to expose her and the child to that?
Intelligence. Yeah, I can't even imagine.
It's just stupid.
That's hard to believe that he would do that.
But it's not.
I mean, it is to me because, I know people are having a hard time, like, discerning when it's serious and when it's not. A lot of people are in and out of that. You know what I mean? Oh, it's not that serious because I don't know anybody. Oh, it is that serious because I keep hearing it on the news, but I keep seeing people out. You know, it's really confusing. So I can see that it's sad that he wouldn't just take the safe route and just, like you said, video call or whatever, FaceTime or however.
He knew he had it. He knew he had it, though. He hid the symptoms. See?
Yeah.
See, it's too many people. It's like, you know, I would say to kids sometimes, hey, homelessness got your phone number. Don't answer that call. It's like stupidity has your phone number. Why are you answering? It's a telemarketer. It's that telemarketer you don't want to talk to. And I told
exactly.
you, if you're going to talk to them, you got to talk to them where they take you off the list. All week, I keep missing them. Because it was like I saw that I missed a telemarketer. I was like, damn it, I was going to get them. But no, I didn't get a chance.
Yeah, I haven't even received any calls now.
Yeah, I was waiting.
Amazing.
I was like, this is your main man, Squirrel. How can I do you for?
Your main man, Squirrel.
I'm trying to bury these nuts. I mean, it's just, I was going to go in. It didn't matter. But no, I didn't even get to be Squirrel. And it so hurt me.
You'll get a chance before all this is over.
I know. But you know, it sometimes it's just not there. Anyway, hater of the week.
Hate. I hate you.
All right, so once again, intelligence is on call, right? Jose Gomez, he confessed to attempted murder on three Asian people, including a toddler and a six-year-old in Texas. You know why? He said he thought they were Chinese and infecting people with the coronavirus. Now, normally I would say that's a dumbass. He is a dumbass, but that's what? Like, are you serious? So you're saying that you Chinese, you got the virus? It's like, so you killing Italians and you gonna kill some Iranians too? While we at it? And you Mexican? It's like. It's like they're trying to deport your ass. Anyway. you just wonder sometimes. They keep answering the call. Make me wonder. I used to hate on The Walking Dead. And I'm like, these people are decrepit. Because these writers, it's just unrealistic. People ain't going to be that crazy. Nope.
Oh, goodness.
I was wrong.
Yeah.
I was wrong.
I feel like I should have been watching it now. I never watched it. So now I feel like I should.
Well, you know, it's one of those things. It was social commentary, and I'm just like, nah, people ain't gonna be that depraved. Nah, that's just stupid. It's just, and then we ain't even got to a tough part, and this is happening out here, crazy.
And we're already struggling, yeah.
So, I'm starting to think, you know, I used to, and it was a debate, you know, the homie Duterte. Down in the Philippines,
mm-hmm.
Rodrigo Duterte, he was like, if you're a drug dealer, we're gonna kill you. It's been just kill on sight. Hey, you dealing drugs, we're gonna kill you. And you know, and then like people, oh no, it's cruel, it ain't right. I can't say that. I love drug dealers, so if he's killing drug dealers, maybe you shouldn't have done drugs. I don't know. It's his country. Now he's like, anybody who causes disturbances during the coronavirus quarantine, shoot them dead.
What does that mean?
If you out there acting stupid, or you come out and you doing something stupid detrimentally, then he told him shoot him, kill him. Now here's the thing: Amnesty International has condemned him because he was killing drug dealers, and I'm just like, without you know due process, and I'm just like, because when we talk about Amnesty International, those are the people who are representing the drug dealers. You know, the people who are making the money from the local drug
mm-hmm.
dealers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that it's like, hey, you can't be doing that because we can't make money off of y'all if you killed all our drug
exactly.
dealers.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about. So, yeah. I thought it was interesting. I don't think we're going to get there here. Obviously, I don't
but
see
killing
Trump.
Drug dealers? No.
No, that ain't never going to happen because that's how we make our real money here, drug dealing.
Exactly.
But we'll be talking about that next segment. But you have what you, as far as they're going to start rounding people up who are out there casual. And it might get ugly, because police ain't going to want to necessarily deal with your ass. Because you might
not want to be close. Mm-hmm.
Right. So, I mean, I might have to shoot you and call it a day.
Yeah.
Because I know folks saying it may not get that far. Hopefully it never does. But I can see a scenario where that stuff starts happening.
Well, you just think about all the police officers who've already been infected, though. So
they watch the news, and they're like, that's not gonna be me. I will shoot you and leave you there.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm happy to leave you there, because can an ambulance come get you? Or are you just kind of out on your own once you get shot?
Well, I'm thinking that's how it's going to go.
Yeah.
That's just me. I could be wrong, though. I could be wrong.
Yeah, I could be wrong, but it does seem that it's going in that direction. The possibility of it happening, of you just being left there, is high.
Possibilities are endless.
Yeah.
And on that note, we're going to go on break. This is fabulous. Damn.
Together you got to move. summer. Smooth drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word and Miss Brown Sugar. That was fabulous. Damn. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Hello. All right, so it's that time, you know, where we go into Groundhog Day.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
Oh, what is that shit that happened again? All right, so, you know, we're always talking about Corona. Everybody's on that coronavirus. You know, it's nothing else happening, right? It's nothing else.
No, it's not. I mean, I'm sure there is, but we wouldn't know.
Yeah, well, guess what? Over in that place where we all come from, Africa. Well, most of us. Billions of locusts been swarming throughout for months, ravaging crops, threatening the food source of millions of people.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's a Northern Kenya, they had the satellite. It's like there's billions of locusts. Billions of locusts.
That's billions, huh?
That's like biblical plague type.
That's like, all, you know, I was just about to say it, but I said, no, I'm not going to say it.
We're not going to go there, right?
No, we're not.
Like, so, but we're ignoring. I mean, this is something that's been going on for a long time. But it's Africa. So, why are we going to talk about a pandemic? That, although that wouldn't count as a pandemic, it would be like a pestdemic. A epidemic.
It's a plague.
I mean, because we're talking about billions of. I mean, if you saw 100 of any bug, most folks is like, hey, you know, like you see like a few hundred ants. You know, you about to go crazy in your house, right? Like, oh hell no.
Well, ants don't bother me so much, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but if you see a trail of ants, you're like, look, where the hell y'all, what? I mean, that's my first thought.
Yeah.
Now, imagine billions of locusts that just, and they serve no positive function in this equation. They're just eating everything. They're just everywhere. They're just destroying all the food. Now, I'm sure there's a way of killing them naturally.
I'm sure there is.
There's some nets or, I don't know, maybe we need to, you know, we start talking about drone strikes. Maybe you had the lasers coming out the drones where you're just shooting locusts. I'm just saying, right? I mean, because we're
I was thinking something more of on an herbal level, but yeah, okay, something more natural.
Well, yeah,
not
I'm
so much
saying,
sci-fi.
We're talking about it's something that's ignored. They say, and the UN says it's unusual climate conditions that have enabled the locusts to reproduce more rapidly. But what we're talking about, just basically, it's unchecked. There's not much that they're doing, so they're looking at them on satellite,
And so they say that they're partnering with the UN, NASA is, to locate the locust swarms to better understand them. Like, what's there to understand? They're pests, they got to die.
I mean, I know it's billions, but I wonder what they were doing, what they had in place already. I'm sure, you know what I mean? Because it's not like they're not new to the area. I'm sure it's something that they've dealt with before, but maybe not on that level, but, you know. So what were they doing before to get rid of them?
Right. So if you look at it, you say, all right, you got to kill them before they become adults.
Yeah.
You know,
you kill the eggs.
Fly. Yeah, how do you kill the eggs and the young ones? Because they can't fly. But then what happens is this, because you have people who are not forward thinkers. It's sort of like when they talked about in Guam, and I always talk about this, in Guam they had a rodent problem. So they brought in that tree snake, and the tree snake ended up eating all the birds. There are no birds in Guam. That's why, you know, Guam and Hawaii are trade partners, but they check everything that they have, because those tree snakes tried to get in to sneak in on those transports, and if any of them get a hold in Hawaii, they would kill all the bird life there too. And then those birds that are now gone used to eat the beetles that would eat the trees. So now they have ruined trees too. There's an effect for everything, right? So,
yeah, there is. Yeah.
So what did you get rid of that allowed these locusts to bloom? Natural balance, natural order of things. Not that we care
about.
Yeah,
so what is extinct there now?
Right.
No, of course not.
Right, but we're saying though, what was there before that used to eat these locusts that kept them at bay?
That's no longer there.
Right, and that's what we're talking about. Because it's like one of those things that just makes sense. So when you have a cause and effect, and you try to level the playing field without thinking it through, these type of things happen. So now it's like, so what they would try to introduce there would probably be not good. I don't know. I think that it's an issue that we're not ever about.
It's a major issue. No, it's a major issue when you think about insects or animals that become extinct and how, you know, it's all part of the circle of life. So how, you know, you need one for something else and you need that one for something else. So, you know, it does always affect the ecosystem and the food chain and everything.
Well, speaking of the food chain, The glorious tan one was talking about going to war with Iran. Yeah.
See, that's just like for what? I can't even think of, like, aren't we in war now? Isn't everybody like dealing with COVID-19? So that's war enough.
dude said, and I quote, upon information and belief, Iran or its proxies are planning a sneak attack on U.S. troops and or assets in Iraq. If this happens, Iran will pay a very heavy price indeed.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not saying he's lying, because with him it'd be hard to know anyway, but I just feel like everybody has other things on their mind to be worried about a sneak attack. And then if they are planning a sneak attack, we wouldn't even know. We're not knowing about anything but the virus.
Okay. So one, a sneak attack means one. If we're self-isolating, it this means you're putting your troops at risk because they gotta be together. Because unless you're gonna send them in one at a time, and hey, you have to stand over there 7 feet away from me. there's just some stuff here that just it's dumb. I'm not saying that it couldn't happen, but the facts are that's Iran is a country that is heavily coronaed up. If we gonna make some words,
I thought
up.
So too.
Yeah, they're coronaed up. They're in the top five coronaed up places.
Yeah.
And so
that's what I was like. That I thought they had bigger problems or bigger issues.
Yeah, and so to sneak attack on Iraq for what? What they gonna get out of it? You know, it's to provoke a war in the middle of a pandemic. And so you're gonna send troops. You're gonna fly them over one at a time, and they're gonna be in that. Hey, you're on that part of the plane. You're on that part of the plane.
Well, you're sending over how many planes?
I'm just saying. I mean, because there's a ship out in the ocean now, one of the fleet where. They have a lot of cases, and they're like somebody come, you know, help us. And I'm thinking if you're sending out troops and your troops have the opportunity to get sick in the middle of a mission, that's not a good look. You know, all your troops fall out
not helpful at all.
Yeah, it's not gonna work. So it's just like
I was gonna say it would totally defeat the purpose.
Yeah, sneak attack being planned though, one at a time. They coming. What you gonna do?
One at a time.
One at a time. Because I guess if we're gonna throw out this idiot scenario, right? So you'll have one person. He's over here guarding. And then 6 feet away there's another person. And then 6 feet that's what we talking about. They got the tape all around. Hey, don't get close.
They're gonna have to mark it off, huh?
Right. And so they get attacked. It's like, oh shit, we can't even be back to back. I gotta be isolated from you because although the bullets I can get that Rona, it's and then you take the place, and what if they all had Rona, and then you... Yeah.
You know?
That part. Yeah. That part.
You're taking a big chance, yes.
Yeah.
A big chance.
Huge chance. So, yeah. You just wonder sometimes what people are thinking and why they think and do the things they do. And it's like, so I guess... And he got tired of answering these questions about it. It's like, you know what? I'm just going to talk about that. Sneak attack. Very heavy price. You're going to pay.
Not only may I die by a bullet, but now I might get sick and die.
Yeah. Because I served with the battalion with that asymptomatic person. And... You know, when you're out on a mission, I don't think soap and hand sanitizer is readily available.
I'm about to say, and you don't have time for that.
Yeah, kind of dodging bullets.
Yeah.
Yo, you wash your hands, homie, before you
or
pass
being quiet or something. Exactly.
All right. Well.
Yeah, because I'm sure, you know, you're having to use the bathroom in the trenches and all that, so please. Yeah, no, thank you.
And on that note, for Ms. Brown Sugar, I'm Mr. F the N-Word. This is another Smooth Drama production. If y'all want to continue, we're on the Smooth Drama
Facebook.com site in the chat room. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.